Backseat Producers, episode 180, introducing Derek Shirtstabber. If this is your first episode of listening to the Backseat Producers, don't take this as indicative of what every episode is, though actually it is pretty close. Normally we talk about movies. Today we're reminiscing about our fifth anniversary.
Hey, this is Tony.
Hey, this is Daryl.
This is Tony.
And this is David.
And we are the Backseat Producers.
Booyah.
And, 5 years.
5 years. Yeah, this is our topic for tonight. It's been 5 years.
Oh, I thought it was the religion science thing.
No, we're not doing that tonight. We'll do that 3 weeks from now after we're done with Godfather, which we're doing Godfather and Godfather 2 the next 2 weeks.
Sweet.
What nights are we doing those?
Probably Wednesday. We'll probably go back to Wednesday.
Tony!
What?
I don't know what time I don't know what day my class is. I think it's on Monday next semester. So.
Okay.
So, that'll make my life easier because Wednesdays are a long day.
we collect some voicemail for this show, for this episode, from people who wanted to tell us things. Aside from that, I just wanted to kind of use this opportunity to talk about the things that we've done, and
we should probably thank our advertisers, Tony.
We should.
Yes.
Without them, none of them that we have.
Without them, this would not have been possible.
Yeah, so...
Well, the last time I was balls deep in a groupie at a convention, I was really thinking that Backseat Producers brought me to this point.
Good
and
point.
And then maybe 8 inches further, and then 8 inches back again.
That's fair.
I thought so.
Oh my god, it's the Backseat Producers.
That's just one of them.
Tallulah's been with me for a long time. Not sexually.
She's been a groupie for a while.
Yep.
She has been the groupie, for a while.
It's true.
Yeah. Shame we're not coming to Gen Con because we're just going to be there and hang out.
Yeah, I know. No, there's not going to be any video tonight.
We can't do any advertising for Guinness.
I was going to send in a voicemail. Sorry, that's a lie.
You've learned how we operate now.
Yeah, I can't tell you how many things I've said. Yeah, I'm going to do that.
Let's talk about a few of the things that we talked about doing, like the liquometer.
The liquometer. I did build it.
You did?
Yeah. I used it on the...
In WordPress?
Yeah. I used it on the Mancast. And I don't actually use it, but I built it and tested it there.
Fantastic.
You're welcome.
Beer cam?
Beer cam. We did do that once.
Did we do the beer cam?
It was nauseating.
No. Hat cam was nauseating. when Melina wore the hat cam...
Yeah, that was nauseating.
That
was a good episode because that was Watchmen.
Yeah, that was one of the first episodes that we actually used the camera. We didn't have a good place to set it up, so we taped it to a ball cap.
Yeah,
so that whenever she looked at one of us, the logic being that you look at whoever's talking,
right?
So whenever she turned her head to look at one of us, the cam moved with her, which seemed really logical from our.
Yes, our experiment into
cinema in the chat room. The people in the chat room said it was a little bit nauseating because it was just moving so much when she moved her head.
It's hard for the human eyes to adjust to that because I'm like, you get a whole, like your head bob, you don't notice because your eyes are always stationary.
Yeah, that first person shooters are bad about that. That they've got that little bit
that
of a
artificial bob.
Which is just an annoyance.
It's called simulator sickness.
It's terrible is what it is. So, 5 years ago...
Simulator sickness to your mom.
Oh, man. Which is kind of funny, all things considered.
Oh, because my mom just showed up?
Your mom just showed up.
Yeah, she's hard worse.
I have no doubt.
Speaking of, all of my brothers, my brother's girlfriend and my brother's wife were in town for Easter, and it was a zoo. There's so many people around the table now.
So 5 years ago, thereabouts, let's see, we're recording this on the 27th. On the 23rd, we recorded our first episode 5 years ago. We released it on the 30th.
So back then, you were just a crazy kid with a dream.
A dream of a podcast.
And a radio flyer wagon.
Yep. And a copy of Podcasting for Dummies.
And a man with a will to survive.
And a stick microphone.
And a genie.
And a genie. Holy shit, I almost forgot about the genie. Wow.
Should have had that guy show up for this episode.
No kidding.
Maybe he will.
True. He has a way, he has his ways.
He doesn't really have to be in the same time and space that we all have to be.
Yeah, it's genie physics.
Exactly.
It's like Merlin.
I don't know if you ever heard the episode he was in, but he basically...
He was in a couple.
Yeah. Well, he was at the end of one episode hitting on some waitress at a Waffle House.
Yes.
That was very...
yes, he was.
...time-space relevant.
Hey, baby, I got my own time-space continuum.
Don't you rub my lamp?
Here it is in my pants. Yeah, so...
Totally inappropriate. Yeah,
whatever.
Totally inappropriate.
So, we were in the St. Louis Writers Meetup group together.
Correct.
You and I. And you had done, like, an episode or two of a podcast with your cousin,
yeah.
Was it?
Yeah.
And those have been lost.
Yeah. Well, I didn't really understand even how bandwidth worked and all that.
Yeah.
So I think after 3 subscribers, we maxed out. But,
Wow.
I think I was one of those 3 subscribers after he told me that he had done a podcast because I was thinking about doing one.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we got our Libsyn account and we figured out...
Libsyn. Remember when people used that?
We did.
We did.
Solve that.
We started with Libsyn.
It's called Bandwidth, right? That's the...
Yes. Bandwidth, yes.
Yes, all right.
Yeah, Bandwidth was one of the issues that we had. And with Libsyn, we could only release so many meg of content a month.
Yeah, with Libsyn, Bandwidth is free. It's the amount of content you upload a month. Like, you have 100 meg that you can upload a month.
Right.
So you had to have, like, really small episodes.
Well, some of the actual bit rate on some of the early episodes is really low. So that we could keep the amount of uploads a month. And there were times where we were releasing content just because we didn't want to waste that space that we were paying for.
I mean, I thought about doing that because... I mean, that hosting plan's $5, you get 100 meg, just pop up 2 episodes a month for the rest of time and then shift it over. But I'm not going to do that.
It's a little excessive.
I don't actually mind paying for hosting because it allows me to do crazy things like host a Minecraft server.
Yeah, so we started as Fanboy Smackdown, and the original concept was we were going to take things that... Because, like...
People were fans of, fanboys of.
Stuff that people were fanboys of and that was, like, hot topics in geekdom at the time. Like, oh, the spider armor or, you know, whatever the...
Spider armor.
Yeah, Spider-Man got Iron Man's armor for a while. And
what?
That threw people into a rage.
What are you talking about?
I know.
You don't remember Maximum Clonage, do you?
This sounds really gay.
So, well, see, and that's...
Spider-Man a
lot. See, that was actually the point of Fanboy Smackdown was to say all these people that were so enraged and, like, frothing at the mouth about the stuff that it doesn't matter. It's okay.
We were going
to... Because it's all going to go away soon. You don't have to worry about it.
Use an untrammeled, critical, analytical eye to determine whether or not...
The geek rage was warranted.
Right.
Yeah. And then we realized that...
Plinkett did it better?
Probably, yeah. Well, we realized that we would be talking down to the only audience we had... Which probably wasn't the brightest of
moves. Well, then you realized you were a podcast. Superior knowledge, though, Tony. What was the big deal about that?
Well, what happened was,
there it is.
But what happened was, we did our first episode, which was comparing and contrasting
the Star Wars episodes, right?
Oh no.
Then we did
where I defended Phantom Menace.
Oh, yes.
No. To the death.
Yes. And the second episode...
I hated two.
What?
Okay, go ahead.
The second episode, we did all of Lucas's other films.
That guy made other movies?
Yeah. Before.
Two.
Then we did Batman. The Batman, the new Batman versus the old Batman. And this was still when it was just Batman Begins. And your brother shows up and, like, gives his phone number. This was the first big edit because Armin shows up and gives his phone number. Hey, ladies, here's my phone number out on the internet.
Give me a call.
So that was our first big edit job, was cutting out his phone number.
That's right.
Yeah. And, he doesn't know the sequence. First you show them your ass, and then when they're interested, then you give them your phone number.
That's a good point.
Well,
it's a system that's not yet failed me.
That was going to be what the album art was.
The album art, yes.
So we got past that third episode. We realized we really like talking about movies.
Yeah.
And this other concept is dumb, and we have to keep looking for things to talk about. We have to do, like, research to find things to talk about.
It takes too much time.
Yeah, it takes a lot of time. You know what? Movies are real easy.
And you're going to watch them anyway.
They keep coming out. We have a lot of old
content. That is the key to finding a good podcast topic.
And they keep coming out.
A wellspring of ideas that is self-perpetuating.
Yeah, you guys run into that problem a little bit with the podcast.
Yeah, terribly.
You're doing the
I did a no RPG month this month, except for goddamn Daniel's Solus.
Well, there was...
But it was more about Kickstarter than Pilgrims.
That's true. So we got into movies, started talking about movies, and we did that. We were releasing episodes about, every 8 to 10 days? We were releasing new episodes. We were not on a weekly schedule.
Oh, your young enthusiasm.
Yeah.
How quickly that fades.
And we were talking about it at the meetups. We would get downloads and stuff when we were doing that sort of thing.
We were... So... I had a goal of getting 5 new listeners every episode. I don't know if I ever told you that, but nice. I wanted to hit like 100 episodes or 100 listeners by our 20th episode. Podcasting was still...
So we should have 2,500 listeners right now.
Well, we might have, but the hiatus killed us.
Right. It's okay. It's half my fault, man.
The Winklevi.
The Winklevi. I was one of the Winklevi.
Yeah. So, I don't even... I should have done a little more research. I don't remember how long we made it around our weird schedules, just the two of us getting episodes out.
I'm pretty sure I showed up around episode 60.
That sounds about right. But
I know,
that was...
I said it.
You've been with... Three years
last month before February.
Yep. Yeah, 3 years. So I met you, Adam, when you were still called Adam, and Daryl in October of the first year of the podcast, because that was when Archon was that year.
2006.
Yes.
And you had that ridiculous marquee pin thing.
Yes, I did.
I remember.
The LCD, the scrolling LCD. Yeah. I still have that somewhere. Probably right over there. Yes, Harry Potter was his first episode.
Yep, that's how he conned me out
of
here.
That's my move. That's my go-to move.
You're like, come out here and do this episode. I'm like, okay. And then I started driving. I'm like, where the fuck am I? Jesus.
I drove across the river.
Yeah.
There's a whole other world over here. There's a whole other world over here.
I have a client that's out here, but not this far.
It's special. It's special that you come this far.
It's something. Yeah, I'm in Oz.
Oh, that's the other direction. So, we had... let's see. After, the first year and a half, you got real busy, Deuce. And I was kind of holding the show together on my own. And Julie was pregnant.
That kind of like awkward rubbing when the lady walks out of the room and you're there for 5 minutes by yourself.
Yeah.
You're ready to go. And you stop.
You can't really stop.
Yeah.
You've gotten this far.
Yeah. Like, She comes back, and you've already fallen asleep. You don't want that to happen. So you gotta keep some momentum.
You gotta keep things going because you never know when she's gonna come back.
Yeah, you gotta keep it hot.
Exactly. That's pretty much how it was.
Did you see Community this week?
Not yet.
Oh man! All right.
So, I started doing this really terrible thing where I talked. Does anybody remember there was a reality show called On the Lot?
No.
So there was. Take my word for it. Don't go look it up.
I won't.
It was a reality competition where young movie professionals, they would be writers and actors, made short films, and they did it as a competition. And there were votes based on the short films that they produced. And I pretty much gave many reviews of those short films and predicted what I thought the ranking would be of those films to see who would get voted out each week.
Oh man! So we're seeing the beginning of some other projects.
Yeah. Right. So this was the
only projects you do with other people, yeah, and not just masturbatory.
Right. This was solo. Other people thought it was hot, so they joined in.
I bet no one did.
No. And Julia was pregnant at the time, and then things went a little crazy with her pregnancy, and I went on hiatus. Had three episodes that we recorded. One was with you guys with Fear the Boot when we recorded at Gen Con.
Oh, yeah, we did the Gen Con.
The Gen Con one where we did Top Gun. You weren't there for that one.
I was there for that.
Were you at the Top Gun recording?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because that was the one that turned into...
Well, there was two. We actually recorded two things. There was a Top Gun that was specifically a backseat producer. Well, I'm sorry.
Oh yeah,
Game Boy's
yeah.
Back Down episode.
We did two episodes, but I left for the Top Gun one because I've never seen it.
Right. So then there was the other one that is lost to time.
No, I have it.
I know. We should release it as a special.
No, I like to hold on to it in case I get into legal trouble with some people.
That's true.
Because they talk about their drug and alcohol and mixing the two problems, and if I ever needed to use a character reference.
That's true.
keep that in the back pocket.
One of the episodes that was recorded and held on to was the Ghostbusters episode that you and I did.
Da-na-na, yeah. Da-na. Didn't we release that?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I had like three episodes in the can, and I was like, I got to a point where wasn't sure if you were coming back.
Yeah, things got really hairy for me.
Yeah, I had those three episodes that I was just sitting on, and I was like, I need to get rid of these and either kill the podcast and be done with it and, you know, call it a good run. And, you know, 50, 60 episodes, respectable. Or do something to get the show going again. So I started releasing episodes. And then you had your little dust up, as it were.
It happens.
You became a free agent. And I jumped on...
It was like the Aaron Rodgers of podcasting. It was awesome.
I jumped on the opportunity.
Aaron Rodgers isn't a free agent, though.
I know.
Just saying.
But
I'm wearing my Aaron Rodgers jersey to Wisconsin. Booyah. Decided.
So,
draft's tomorrow. Starts tomorrow.
Oh, did the judge force him to start? I told you there'd be football, Tony. They can't not have football.
Well, it's not going to be the same, though. If I think of the players, not that I don't... I think the players have a lot of legitimate claims, but I think the players, if the players get everything they want, then it's going to change the way... There's not going to be a draft if they get everything they want. So, we'll see. But, so enjoy the draft. Might be the last one for a while.
First off, I don't care who plays on what team, as long as Aaron Rodgers is on my fantasy team. And that's independent of any draft.
It's true.
So,
except your fantasy draft.
Yeah, but I think I go first this year, so...
Sweet. So you're taking Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah, he's the best quarterback in the league.
For now.
Okay.
Anyway.
So, all right. So, yeah. So, Aaron is born. It's January. Things happen. He's a free agent. I give him a call and say, hey, you're really good at podcasting.
Whoa, Aaron's only three?
She's three and a half.
First off, she's not a half. There's no way.
Her birthday is in November.
Tony.
I'm sorry, October.
Right. So, well, all right, October. Tony.
So yeah, she's 3.5.
That kid looks older than 3.
She's smarter than 3, too. Anyway.
She tried to steal my shoes.
Did she?
Just buy her shoes, Tony. I will give you money to buy her shoes.
The kid likes shoes.
That's weird.
She's probably going to try to trade for them.
Foot fetish farm you got going on in here. But.
You joined us in February.
February of 2008.
Eight, yes. And we started with
worst decision of my life.
That's fair. You probably would have saved a lot in gas money had you not joined.
We started with Harry Potter because the sixth movie had fifth movie had just come out, so we did the first four,
mm-hmm.
Then we did the fifth, then I think we started the Oscar run.
That is because
you did
right.
You did the full Oscar movie marathon that year, and I didn't do it.
Yeah, but we started. There was a lot of those movies had come out on DVD already, so we started doing the Oscar run,
mm-hmm.
and I started explaining to you why movies were better than. Than you thought they were, in some cases.
No.
And you
And
you learned to love discussing movies more than watching some of them.
That was the conclusion. Don't misstate it. I enjoyed the discussions more than I enjoyed watching the movies in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
Which does not mean that the movies are good.
No. It meant I'm a good conversationalist.
Sure, I'll go with that.
Movies are for entertainment purposes, you told me once.
I stick by that.
If you're not entertained by the movie, even though it's supposed to be good, it's not good.
It's a failure.
It's a failure.
Entertainment that's not entertaining is, by definition, a failure.
It's not to entertain you, but some people are entertained by it.
I'm their target audience.
On this show, that's absolutely true.
Late 20s, white American male. I am every target demographic.
It's true.
That is true. Because you're the one most likely to spend money on things.
We can just chop off the most likely. I am the one to spend money on things.
Unnecessary.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
No matter how unnecessary or frivolous. Like
this
my pink pool table.
This is true. Pink? I didn't realize it was pink.
Labial. I'm going to make that a word.
that in your ghetto sectional?
It's not a ghetto sectional. It has cup holders.
It has cup holders.
And the armrest.
Well,
that's ghetto.
High tech.
Whatever.
So, we talked about the Oscar movies, and so began a run of...
making out gay jokes.
Regularly producing episodes, gay jokes.
Don't worry, that would quickly end. Making out with T jokes.
Gay jokes started to go back with the original.
Actually, it really did
as well.
I should pull up the original promo and play that.
So it's the best thing we've ever done.
Quite possibly that and Julie's
yes,
fanboy smackdown.
It was awesome, especially because the promo was 3 minutes long. Would outlast the attention of anyone interested in listening to the show.
3 minutes.
It was pretty ridiculously long. Let me see if I can find it real quick.
Three minutes. All right. At this point in the story, we should probably play another voicemail because we played one in half an hour.
That's true.
Beer unicorn. That's when I go, oh, I'm making a Minecraft unicorn. Can't stop me, Tony, even though I know you want to.
I won't. I will not stop you. Let's see. You know what? I'm gonna the next voicemail I'm gonna play is from Darren, who was actually part of the podcast before there was a podcast. Because he and I worked together and we talked about podcasts we listened to, and I said, I think I can do one of these things. So he and I kind of batted ideas back and forth about what would be interesting to listen to. He has since joined the podcast for a couple of episodes, but more importantly, he has kept the website alive throughout the hiatus.
Yeah.
Darren is the most consistent person associated with this project.
That is true. That is absolutely true. And the only time he has stopped doing reviews is when he started to doubt if the show would ever come back. But he would go for months doing reviews, and we had no episodes. He would just keep doing it.
He's the hardest working man in comic books.
He works a lot harder than any of us do on this.
Yes.
just in general.
True.
Hi, guys. This is your print reviewer, Darren Goodhart, calling in to wish a happy 5th anniversary to the Backseat Producers. You know, I was there when Tony was first kicking around this idea as the Fanboy Smackdown, and I've been happy to have been a part of the show ever since. I'd like to be a part of things more often, but unfortunately, current circumstances just don't really allow for that. I'm very proud of my work with the show, even though I hate to hear myself on the few shows that I've actually recorded. Oh, you guys sound great, but I digress. Still, it's been a good association, and without my association with this show, I would never have gotten the chance to write for the Trades website, which has been a decent gig. Anyway, keep up the great work, whether it's the graphics, print reviews, or the occasional recording. I've been very proud to be associated with the Backseat Producers. So cheers, and here's to at least another 5 more years. Take care, guys.
I feel like I want to say goodbye. Like,
well, I was confused on the phone because he said great work, and then he used the words Backseat Producers. Someone edited or spliced his...
No. What he's really saying is, my work on this show is fantastic. Great work, me.
That's true.
That's fair.
Which is fair.
It's the only consistent thing we got.
I've got no problem with that.
Oh, man.
I got another one here. Let's listen. This one's from Art.
Hey, guys. Just calling to wish you guys a happy anniversary. I really enjoy all the shows that you put out. And keep up the good work. I guess that's about it. Archon. There is no way I'm making it down for Archon. This is Art, by the way. Up on the top of the leaderboard, you know the one who's sneaking up on you, Tony. Got a pass here this week. Yeah, right. All right. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
That's not Artemis.
No, it's not Artemis.
I was expecting Artemis. I'm like,
I know.
Is that like a gay robot?
There's Becca again. I've already warned her. I'm going to use that in every episode.
Yeah, you should. On, that's right.
Period.
I think that should probably be our intro.
Intro, yeah. Yeah, I'm going to... That intro that I do, I'm just going to have that start and say, you know, have her say, oh my God, it's the Backseat Producers. And then I'm going to jump in and say, episode number 180.
That works for me.
And then have her swoon. It's going to be brilliant.
I don't help produce this show, but that sounds great to me.
That's true. Not anymore. You used to. You used to do editing.
I got busy, Tony.
Now I'm the busy one doing the editing.
I need a wheelbarrow to carry around my business.
And my balls.
I've carried a wheelbarrow around in my business before.
I think after that Jaws episode, I've really tried to bring... Like, I took everything I learned from Plinkett and created a sexual allegory with the shark. And now I'm trying to take everything I learned with the shark and apply it to everything else.
Be careful you don't jump the shark.
I'm not Fonzie.
I'm Fonzie. Hey.
I have found the promo.
The original promo?
The original promo. So let's go ahead and listen to it.
This is the finest thing I've ever been associated with.
Fanboys Smackdown.
What is the Fanboy Smackdown? For me, it's a journey of self-discovery.
Fanboys Smackdown.
Have you heard this?
First off, I don't know what he's doing over there, but I think he's discovered something in his pants or something. I'm not really sure.
It's like I was there.
Fanboys Smackdown.
Well, when I first met Tony, you know, immediately I looked into his eyes and I thought, I could do a podcast with this guy.
Fanboys Smackdown.
You know, the first time I met him, he looked me in the eye and it was a little bit creepy. He just kept staring.
Oh, it gets weirder.
Yeah.
Fanboys Smackdown.
This is what film is about. This is what pop culture is about. I mean, we see the world in the same way, you know, through 3D glasses.
Fanboys Smackdown.
You know, I've heard him comment that he sees the world through 3D glasses. He won't take the damn things off. He wears them everywhere.
Fanboys SmackDown.
I think Tony's biggest strengths are his ability to communicate well with an audience, facilitate a discussion, and just be goddamn handsome, man. I mean, he's such a good-looking guy. How can you not want a podcast with that guy?
Fanboys SmackDown.
He wears a press pass when we go to the theater just so people think he's important. Aside from that, he's just a pretty damn good-looking guy.
FanboysSmackDown.com.
Yeah.
Oh my god, it is 3 minutes.
It's 3 minutes long.
That's like an episode.
Yep.
I think there have been shorter episodes of Tony's losing it.
Wow.
I mean, he's such a good-looking guy. How can you not want a podcast?
He just keeps going.
It's good.
It's going to be great.
Until it ends. 3 minutes and 1 second long.
Jeez.
Right.
So we have learned a few things, like don't do more promos.
Don't do more promos. Don't do 3 minute promos.
Is edit for brevity.
Man, promos are horrendous. I hate doing promos. Every time I've ever done one afterwards, I'm like, I feel soiled.
We did one for this. We got T involved. After we changed the name. I guess that would be the next big milestone was
name
change. Yeah, we get to a point where trying to contact PR folks for the movie studios and for like the local theater chains, we couldn't get past an intern because we'd say, "Hey, we're for this Fanboy SmackDown podcast."
Well, and like, all right,
they're like, "Okay,
it's really great.
We'll call you back.
We'll be here.
Promo. Talk to you later." Yeah.
Exactly.
Here's an example of one of our episodes. It's the promo.
Yeah, we listen to your episodes. Why are they only 3 minutes long? Oh, that was our promo.
Well, you guys are happy together.
You know, we don't make movie trailers that long.
We don't really need to support the gay movie podcasting community.
What? Though that was one of the PR firms. Latched on to
us.
They continue to send us things.
We keep getting things.
The promo didn't help us, Tony.
It worked.
Well, it just
worked.
Didn't hit their demographic. Mission accomplished.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
as a side note, I think Backstreet Producers is actually a more clever name.
It is.
Fanboy SmackDown is terrible.
It's a much better name.
Fanboy SmackDown worked for the original concept of what the podcast was
which lasted
three episodes.
Three episodes?
Yeah, because technically we're still doing
that.
Gotta
count the promo.
The only thing is, when Tony first told me about, okay, we're changing a name to the Backseat Producer, I said, okay, this is a great title for a porno film.
Yes.
Yes.
That might have been
also why it's great.
Yeah, so
anything with Backseat in the title is instant, is an instant mine.
Yeah. So actually, I got T involved when I was talking about changing the name, because he's a clever dude, and he's been around this podcasting thing for a little while longer than we had.
I'll try Podcasting for Dummies.
He was the co-author of Podcasting for Dummies, Expert Practices for Podcasting for Dummies.
I'm quoting that one, Tony.
I'm mentioning that one.
You see me flexing over here because I'm going to rip through my shirt.
No. You. Wow. I thought you were quoted in the second edition of Podcasting for Dummies.
Yeah, second edition of Podcasting for Dummies. Yeah.
I mentioned for my... for the stuff I do.
Girth.
Well, it's for Tony's losing it. So yeah, kind of. Yeah, I was mentioned for marketing, how I marketed Tony's losing it, which started about 4 years ago, I think.
Did you party like a rock star?
Mostly.
Good.
And
that's right there.
Got T involved, and he actually was the one that came up with the name Backseat Producers. He pitched a couple of different ideas, and that was one that stuck. And then he actually gave us the tagline, we don't make movies, but we'll let you know what is and isn't working in Hollywood, which I don't know if anybody realizes is actually the tagline on the website.
It's so long.
It is.
I think Better in the Back is probably the tagline I most identify with.
Well, it's the that's one, the one that's that
you
shirts.
Came up with. It's on our shirts.
It's on our shirts that I wear everywhere to advertise for us.
It's
keeping up with the theme of our original
it was,
promo.
The problem with I have with the shirts is that they're black, and I don't like wearing black shirts.
Oh,
I hate wearing black shirts. Black shirts, you can't see my nipples through them.
Well, that's a good point.
That's important
that's
to me.
That's a good thing, too.
I like having clear, tight nipple definition in my shirts.
Yeah.
Much like my undershirts.
Those are good points. I just mean that. Yeah.
We changed the name.
Infectious, isn't it?
We changed the name, and that was
my
a
Jaws
good thing.
Episode over here. Yeah. Go ahead.
So we changed the name, and that helped immensely. We no longer had to explain nearly as often exactly what the podcast was. The name was a lot more self-explanatory.
It's true.
And then shortly after the name change, we went to Archon again. And I got deathly ill.
That was the worst year because we did a billion panels and they were boring and then we did that workshop and it was forever.
And I was deathly ill.
And you were deathly ill.
Like green and falling over.
Yes, you went out to the smoking area where you shouldn't have been and turned.
I wasn't on Twitter and then you signed up for a Twitter panel and then you left and I'm like, I don't even know what this thing is.
Yeah, so that was horrible.
Archon was great. That was horrible.
That was horrible. Then the following February, March, whenever the Best Picture Showcase came back around, mm-hmm. Daryl was there.
Mm-hmm.
And we ended up inviting Daryl to sit with us, and you showed up this time.
And that was last year for it, because then they nominated like 10 movies.
After no, they
that.
Still do it.
They still do it.
They do it over 2 weekends.
Yeah, they do it over a couple weekends. It's
I can't dedicate a full
That's where
Saturday
they went from about five yeah. films to about 10.
Yeah.
It made it almost impossible to do it.
Yeah. And
Plus, you're not going to see 10 good films. You know that. You know you'll probably see 5.
Right.
You know.
Well,
10.
And the thing is, with 10 movies, I've seen half of them.
Yeah, you've at least probably seen a couple of them. So
and I mean, like, I wish they would let you vote on the order in which they showed them. Because then maybe I would have some mechanism for putting all the movies I've seen at the end. So I could just go see the 2 movies I haven't seen in a row and then be done that Saturday.
Right.
Because the worst thing would be to have a break in the middle. Because that's what you had. You had that for
the year that we went.
Or was it the Reader?
No, it was for Slumdog Millionaire, which I'd already seen before. And
yeah. So you just left. Came back.
Yeah, so
when you left, I was like, son of a bitch, I wish I could leave.
Wasn't that the year Michael Clayton was nominated?
No,
it was the year. Yeah.
So we were talking with you that day, Daryl, about Milk.
Mm-hmm.
And you were saying how you had been
living in San Francisco at that time.
Right. So we're like, that's cool.
Yeah.
Why don't you come join us for the episode?
And then you never left.
Ain't it a bitch?
Yeah. So,
well, someone's gonna do fact checking.
So yeah. So like the next 4 episodes were
the rest of those movies.
And we're like, so yeah, we're talking about this next week, and you know, you left the first episode that you were with us. You left. Mm-hmm. And David Adams over here, like,
yeah, gotcha. I get you.
I call you that in the text of everything. I call you David in the text of everything. Just to avoid some
clearly
confusion.
Defined nipples. Just also, I do not accept the argument from you.
What now?
Nope, never mind. Go ahead. I don't know if you made that argument or not.
Okay.
So,
it's like, is he coming back? I don't know. I think so. And sure
guess we'll
enough,
see.
Sure enough, every week Daryl's been back. It's been, it was
2 years.
Yeah,
yeah,
oh,
yeah, over 2 years.
Really?
Yeah,
I remember we met you first for one of the cons. We were discussing
Archon.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. It was.
I remember the night we met. We had a Skype call with J.C. Hutchins, only neither of us had headphones, so we used your earbuds.
So you had to sit ridiculously close
cheek to cheek. And I was like, I hope this guy doesn't think I'm an asshole for coming in and stealing his show and his spot. So, like, I was nervous.
I was so impressed by your nipples. It didn't even matter.
Yeah. That's why we got to go with a clear definition.
Exactly. I was wearing a black shirt, however, so you couldn't have known.
Well, they slim down your nipples, and you don't have much surface area there. Like, Tony.
I'm letting you guys go.
Don't look at me like that,
Tony. I'm waiting for you guys to do your promo.
This is it.
This is my Jaws episode. This is it. It's done. It's happening.
Nipple Milk Producers. Yeah, that's the name of our new show.
But seriously, yeah, I remember. We were also talking about the best pictures at that time. Maybe that was about the time that you came on. Was right. I guess you would mention that.
Yeah, it was shortly after. It was probably
we were talking
shortly
about
after.
The best pictures a lot, actually. And we may not have.
It was like for a month. Well, because we did five episodes. Yeah. I mean, yeah, we were doing five episodes. Weeks. Yeah, five episodes a year on it.
Yeah.
That we were devoting to that. Like a tenth of our year was.
I'm glad we stopped doing that when they moved to 10 movies.
Yeah. I mean,
I do not want to see most of the nominees.
Well, and most of them became nominees just to throw a bone to, like, the fringe groups that kept feeling slighted by the Academy. Now, they don't feel as slighted because at least they get a nomination. Well, you know what? You're still not going to win, so it doesn't matter.
That's right, Inception.
District 9, Toy Story 3. Yeah. Although, I mean, Up, I think, was one of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, any Pixar or Disney, any Pixar movie is always going to be nominated, regardless.
Yeah. And it seems like there will always be at least one science fiction nominee now that will never win.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bother. Pretty much the...
Well, I mean, deal. Return of the King won.
Yeah, but that wasn't really science fiction.
Well, fantasy, sci-fi.
The line between sci-fi and fantasy is thin. One that's very
malleable. It was the first and I guess the only fantasy picture to win to date, I think.
Didn't Wizard of Oz win?
I don't think so.
How about 2001?
2001 didn't win Best Picture.
Hmm.
I don't know. I've stopped paying attention to you guys. I just started reading the chat room. Title of this episode, Clearly Defined Nipples. They've gone into an awkward areola. Backseat Producers, poking fun and poking through. The Backseat Producers, biologically irrelevant but still sort of pleasurable.
Oh, Chibi. Chibi, Chibi, Chibi.
Speaking of Chibi, I've got a couple of voicemails.
Rich, you didn't miss your voicemail, by the way.
Yeah, voicemail.
We'll start with this one.
Hey, Tony. This is David again. I just wanted to say that last month it was also the one-year anniversary of me sending you those DVDs, so, yeah.
Tony, you're terrible.
Oh, you talked over it. You called me a dick at the end.
Well, I thought it was just kind of implied.
Well, that's fair.
It's the dick understood. Boom, come on! Come on! Grammar burn.
If we're gonna talk about eras of the podcast, there was that whole era of me calling you a dick or a douche every episode for, like,
I don't know,
6 months. Now I just say it under my breath.
It's just an off-air series of comments.
I add it in afterwards when I edit.
I'm getting my hair cut like Justin Bieber.
Awesome.
Play another one.
The wave.
All right. Here's actually another one from Chibi. Whoa, that's not what I wanted to do.
Hey, Tony. I just wanted to say on your anniversary that the weight loss, it's really working out. When I started listening, you weighed so much that it was like you were the second Tony on the podcast. But since I started listening, that Tony's gone. And you're down to one. And I have to say the podcast has never looked better. So, congratulations.
Yeah. So, thanks, David.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony. You're going to leave these in, aren't you? Your podcast has been a really good companion over the past couple of years, and I want to make this message the best it possibly can. So, Tony, this is David, the great Mr. Chibi. And I just want to say that the Backseat Producers has been a great companion over the past couple of years. Listen, I don't know why, but some of my sharpest memories of college were listening to you guys, listening to a live show while plowing through an all-nighter at the start of winter quarter last year, hearing you guys mention my dumb comments about Blade Runner while walking through the dark streets of Savannah coming home from Norris Hall, or literally screaming at my radio, driving alone through some Carolina boondocks that listened to you guys completely get Jurassic Park wrong. It has been a pleasure, guys. Your show has been a great friend to me, and through it, I've gotten to make pretty good friends with you guys, too. So congratulations on 2 years, and I can't wait for the next couple of years to come. Take care. Bye.
So yeah, that 2 years is five. Well, I guess Backseat Producers has been three.
No, Backseat Producers has been two, because we were fanboy SmackDown for a while.
There have been more episodes of Backseat Producers than of...
All released in the last month and a half.
Maybe. Yeah, so the next era of the Backseat Producers that we could talk about is the 6 to 8 month...
The drought.
Yeah, so...
The months of bitter toil.
So what happened was... We got into using Ustream, mm-hmm. and we were getting instant feedback from everyone in the chat room.
Listen, communication is getting faster. I have a hard time, like, forums used to be the thing, but now with Twitter, I can't go to forums because it's like, everybody I want to talk to on a forum is on Twitter, and I can just talk to them right now.
Right. I don't mean to change the subject, but did you ever get that letter I sent you?
What letter?
Oh, don't worry about it. Anyway, continue.
Maybe.
Never mind. Just keep talking about how communication got faster. just keep going.
He sent that joke you. It was the telegraph. It was the telegraph that he sent you.
That joke was too slow.
Too slow. Yes, we move beyond jokes like that.
It's streets behind.
Let me get my tape for my teletype back out of here.
So.
Yeah, so we...
I totally derailed you.
You derailed me, he derailed you. Congratulations, we've all fucked each other up.
This is like Minecraft, yes!
Oh, this is like an episode of the Backseat
Producers. We're LARPing Minecraft.
Alright, so we started getting into using Ustream and getting instant feedback from the chat room and stopped paying attention to the fact that not everybody was coming to the chat room and we were only servicing about...
servicing
8 to 10 people, period.
Because Tony, if we're servicing 8 to 10 people a night, that's a good night.
Hey, it's once a week. We need rest. I'm trying to get you to like, a spit take of Guinness.
I'm really envisioning this as like a Bible passage. And on the first night, they serviced 8 to 10 people. The next 6 nights were rest.
So there was the 6 to 8 month hiatus, Tony.
Well, we were recording every week.
Right.
We weren't releasing.
Right. Right. I was gone again.
Yeah.
In a galaxy far, far away.
Right. It was just the three of us. We actually, during that period, recorded the 4-year anniversary, the 100th episode.
Archon
with... Sausage Fest. Actually, we were actually releasing episodes by the time Sausage Fest hit.
Well, were we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
Tony, I can't remember for that far back.
That was October.
I remember Sausage Fest for obvious reasons.
there were plenty of reasons to remember Sausage Fest.
Some still burned within our minds.
Some are on the highlight reel.
I've seen some footage.
That's true. Yeah, I think I have to say of everything we've done with the podcast, that Sausage Fest has been a crowning victory.
Yes, people are still talking about it.
We're doing it again. BSP, not flaccid, just tired.
You know, if we have this at the Hotel Collinsville, is there still a Hotel Collinsville?
No, it's Doubletree now.
Whatever.
I know, we can't keep up with the name changes either.
They don't have curfew restrictions like they did at Westport.
Right.
No, you can go all night long.
I only go all night long, Daryl. It makes my work week very awkward.
Has Sausage Fest ever really stopped? No. Not really.
No.
We still get out here every week.
So we started releasing two episodes a week to get caught up because we had a 26-episode backlog.
Yep.
And so from...
Tell me, that's more than 6 months.
That's cool. Actually, that's exactly 6 months, isn't it?
It was actually 8 months because we had missed a few periods. We actually didn't record for the month of October last year. Not that anybody noticed because
we were releasing material.
Well, we were releasing material by that point.
Why didn't we record for October?
We needed a break. Archon was in the first week.
There was Archon and Aaron's birthday, and then some.
There was
a bunch of little things that.
She was born in November, Tony. Do you remember that at the beginning of the conversation?
He didn't say November.
I said November. Then I said...
He said November.
October. Let's put it this way. After Sausage Fest and Archon, we were all burned out.
Yes.
Jared, I've been burned out for 5 years. That's not sexual.
This was going to be my Jaws episode, but David's taking it back.
So. Hey, you know what?
That was not sexual.
Rich has to go, but before he leaves the chat room, I'm going to go ahead and play his voicemail because we can do things in any order we want.
Amen, brother.
Hey, Tony, this is Ed Healy from Gamerati.
That is not his.
Thanks, though, Ed. We
Backseat
appreciate it.
Producers, it's Rich Flynn calling in to say congratulations on 5 years of doing an amazing podcast. You know, 5 years is a really long time for anything. Especially a podcast. Shit, 5 years is longer than my first marriage. Anyhow, guys, congrats. This episode, I want to make sure that we hit all of the tropes. David, Adam, whatever the fuck your name is. Dude, don't understand the 80s. Deuce, within 5 seconds of this episode, I need to hear a reference to Martin Scorsese. Okay? Tony. Whiskey, stat. Daryl, keep being you, dude. All right, man. Talk to you guys later.
This has been a Scorsese light episode for you.
It's true.
Well, you guys are all good fellas.
All right, since I accidentally started, I'm going to go ahead and play Ed's as well.
Hey, Tony, this is Ed Healy from Gamerati. I'm just calling to wish you guys a happy 5th anniversary, and I'm hoping to get 5 more years out of you, so keep it going. Great show.
Keep it going full steam.
So,
Ed Healy never sleeps.
He's awesome.
He never sleeps. He IOs me 4:30, 5:30 in the morning. He's like, hey, you around? No. I know there's a time change, but I don't think he ever sleeps. And so he's just so disconnected from the human time. Because he works out of his home in an office. He's just so disconnected from the human time.
Yeah.
I'm up. I expect everybody else to be up.
See you, Rich. Thanks.
See you, Rich.
All right. So October, November, things got weird because we started releasing two episodes of Backseat Producers a month. And
a month?
Yeah. Or, I'm sorry, a week.
So I'm about to say that's slightly better than our previous track record.
Yeah, two a week. We started doing two a week. Then Backseat Box Office started. And that's weekly. So... From November through... Actually, we haven't stopped. There have been 3 episodes per week on the feed. Sometimes 4. Because, yeah. In that period of time, well...
And why are they
taking a step back? Taking a step back, one of the things we did record last summer was our marathon Pixar episode with Chibi.
Oh, yeah. That thing was a beast.
6 hours of recording ended up with 5 hours of content.
I cannot believe you guys went for so long on that.
So, a couple weeks ago, I'm talking to T, who we might remember a ways back, we did the episode with T and Pip that was 3 hours long. So I'm talking to T, and we're talking about the future and the possibility of maybe them being on episode 200, and we're going to talk to them in a couple of weeks. And he's like, so, do we still hold the record for the longest backseat? Nope. Oh, really? What's the record now? 5 hours. Whoa. maybe we'll let that record stand.
That was a marathon, man.
It was.
Afterwards, I felt like I needed a nap. And I didn't even do most of the talking.
No.
I've seen like 2 of 9 episode movies.
Yeah, so we talked about every Pixar movie, and then...
I'm glad we got it off the list, because I want to see most of those movies. Well, now you've spoiled them, so I definitely don't want to see them.
Well, that's true. So we released that episode on Christmas? Yeah, we released that one on Christmas Day.
Scorsese's directing an animated film.
Oh, yeah, which one?
I forget the name of it, but it's coming out next year. Booyah.
There you go.
Now I gotta look it up, because I'm sure I know... Actually, Chibi, what is it?
Yeah, he'll know it. He'll know it.
I'm using my source for all things animated.
Let's see. So yeah, we've started doing Backseat Box Office, which was a little side project that I've been thinking about for a while, which is the
Raging Bullwinkle.
It's an excellent guess.
And if you haven't listened to that, because I don't know how you could have missed it, because it's on the feed, Cars 3, Taxi Driver. We talk about what's current at the box office, how it falls in the standings of the current week's box office. Then we try to predict the next week's totals. We have a lot of fan participation. We've got about, there's 19 people on the leaderboard right now who are actively participating every week or two.
I want to say the...
Once we got caught up with Backseat Producers, and we're now down to one Backseat Producers episode a week, that show has gotten such response that we're at a Backseat Box Office and a Backseat Box Office results and voicemail show every week.
Wow. And that's what I wanted to say, that like we used to have voicemails.
Yes.
We used to have real interactivity on a certain level that disappeared, probably because we killed it. But
we
then,
did.
Like, but then, like, this show...
The hiatus killed it.
Yeah, but this show, the Backseat Box Office, has brought back that low.
Yeah,
and it's awesome.
It's really interesting because, like, early on, we had a high level of fan interaction. People sending us email, voicemail, suggesting topics. We still get people suggesting...
movies that you'll hold on to for a year?
Maybe.
Tony. Alexander Nevsky.
That's true. We watched a Russian propaganda film for our 5th episode as a suggestion from like the first guy who listened to the podcast. And this show, I think we lost some of that with Ustream. Because we have such an immediate reaction from people with Ustream.
There's no need for them to leave
voicemail. Right, there's no need to leave voicemail. There's no reason to send us anything like that. We're not discouraging it. You can send it. It's fine. We'll listen to it. We'll play it.
It's true.
Yes, Judy, I know. They are coming. I've actually watched one of the films. Now I need to pass them around for everybody else.
You're the worst, Tony.
I'm bad.
You are
busy.
Rot.
I am busy.
The worst.
That's a sausage. Sausage Fest. Sausage Fest 2 coming in October.
All cyclical. No sexual reference intended.
I think it's impossible to know. Probabilistically.
Ooh.
So what, it was like December-ish when you came back? This last time.
Yes.
And you've been back fairly consistently.
Yes. Yep. I don't have a job. It's basically the...
Well, you won the lottery,
sum
too.
I won the lottery? Well, yeah.
I mean, you built that gold throne on the floor there, so...
Well. Let's be fair, you know, that used to be Saddam Hussein's throne, and they yeah. let me have it.
Well, you took it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you going to do?
After you single-handedly brought him down. I heard you were the rope in his hanging.
It is what it is.
It is what it is.
So before we wrap up, I got one more voicemail, and I've got some stats that I want to kind of step through, which I think were kind of interesting. Since this podcast has started, there has been a child born. There's been...
Gay?
A wedding.
Gay?
There's been 2 new houses purchased.
Gay.
his and yours.
All right.
There have been numerous new jobs. I've had a couple. You've had, is it a, two new jobs now?
I'm still at the same job.
You're still at the same job.
You're just unemployed.
It's true, but that's okay. It's purposefully done.
It's elegant.
Elegantly done as well.
Elegantly homeless.
Elegantly jobless.
Yeah, I needed a break, and on top of that, I also need to finish school, so.
No, I heard you were just on vacation.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I heard that every day of your life is like Weekend at Bernie's, with twice the amount of corpses.
It's pretty remarkable.
How many natural disasters? I don't even want to count.
Ooh, a lot.
A lot. How many times? Another thing I don't want to count is the number of beers, the ounces of whiskey.
No, I stopped drinking. Crates. Like, we used to drink a lot more.
We used to.
Then, I said.
And then he came back.
He drank the ball.
I stopped drinking before he came back.
Yeah, that's when you stopped drinking, but now that he brings beer, the drinking has come back.
Somewhat. I don't drink as much as I used to. Mostly it's because that drive is so long. Like, two or three beers and I get tired, and then I fall into the river.
Katrina, the Gulf oil spill, Haiti, Japan...
What year was Katrina? That was in 2008 or
2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was before. Two peppermint shot glasses. One last voicemail.
It felt like you guys.
Hey, Tony, this is it.
Damn it. Keep playing that damn voicemail.
Hey, Backseat Producers. This is Andrew from Backseat Box Office calling in. Just wanted to congratulate you guys on 5 years of podcasting. You guys were the second podcast I listened to. Been listening ever since. I mean, you guys do a fantastic job. You've given me hours and hours and hours of fun in both just listening and hanging on Ustream. So, and of course, it also sort of gave me a podcast to be on. So, kudos to you guys. Congratulations. Fun. Hope you are having a great time, and I will talk to you later. Bye.
Hi.
Well, Tony, I'm not going to lie to you.
Oh, my God, it's the Backseat Producers.
Sorry, I just can't stop listening to that one.
I'm not going to lie. It's better when she does it in person. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't regret doing this podcast.
I'm still having a good time.
No one else feels that way, apparently.
It's okay. I'm still having a good time with it. It kind of goes along with, because I was jokingly referred to as a podcasting muse at one point. Maybe I referred to myself as that.
No, I think Luke said that.
I think Luke did say that. And it was mostly because of him, because he came out here and he was ready to quit podcasting. And then he learned...
He had quit, I think.
He
had quit.
He had quit.
He's my man wife. I'll speak for him. He had quit.
There was no public announcement of his quitting at that point.
I have power of attorney.
That's not a surprise.
If Luke is ever on life support, I'm going to knock him out of the way, and I'll pull the plug myself.
Give me back
my rights to Iron Tyrants, even though I still own them all.
So Luke came over, and he learned for the first time that podcasting could be fun.
Well, we've always taken a very unprofessional, unreliable, unpolished approach to doing this job that we call podcasting.
And we have work. Polished, unpolished... So shiny, I can see my ass in it.
And it's a good thing we don't have the camera running, and because everybody on the internet could then also
see it.
Unfortunately, I can just see your nipples. I can't see anything else right now. But
intentional.
Okay.
Yes.
I want you to know that I know you know my nipples are there.
Now I know you know that I know that you know that.
That's how aware of this situation I am. Man, this nipple thing's gonna have me going for a while.
I don't think I'm gonna call you Adam or David anymore. I think I'm just gonna call you Nipples from now on.
That is a nickname I will proudly tell people I have.
Which character on Backseat Producers do? I'm Nipples.
Nipples. Nipples Pania.
Does that mean you're the unnecessary one? Well, in that context, we're all of the nipples.
Yeah, I'll say that about the podcast. We've always had fun. We never when we you and I started, we never intended it to be overproduced. We always wanted it to be candid.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, I'm happy that that is still the case.
It's incredibly spontaneous and candid. We do no show prep at all.
Well, we watched the movie.
We watched the movie.
Come on. We both know that we don't always watch the movies. That's or maybe
true.
That's just
that's
me.
True.
No, that's true.
And it might not be just you.
There have been a lot of times, though, where the show has drifted into... I'm talking to him, he's walking away. There have been a lot of times where the show has drifted into a more serious territory that's been both unexpected and rewarding.
Yeah,
it's... Like, Last Temptation has been my all-time favorite episode, just because it was, like, a very serious and deep conversation with just a sprinkling of Jesus and Judas homosexuality tossed in.
I just came back and I heard the words homosexuality tossed in, so...
I was saying this curiosity was my favorite episode.
Oh.
Because it was serious and deep, which is a sprinkling of Jesus and Judas homosexuality tossed in.
It's interesting you bring up the Last Temptation episode, because I think that was, at the time, it was like one of our best episodes. And we...
Scorsese!
We had gotten nominated... We had gotten nominated for a Parsec. And the criteria for a Parsec, when you get nominated, anybody can nominate you. And once you're nominated, you send in an audio clip where you can select any three segments from any show within a calendar year. It can't be more than 10 minutes long.
It doesn't have to be sci-fi or fantasy?
Well.
Is that why we selected Last Temptation? Because it's technically... fantasy or science fiction?
No. I'm gonna be really honest about my intentions here. The Parsec Awards is specifically meant for speculative fiction, sci-fi fantasy.
Okay.
If we're not gonna be douchey about it.
I hope we do not get nominated.
We already did.
We already did get nominated this year.
Wait, like we could actually win
the Tony tweeted about it.
No.
We got nominated this year.
I know, but the nomination isn't indicative of us being a finalist, right?
No.
Okay, all right. I hope we do not become a finalist, because right. Then I have to go to the award ceremony.
Oh, jeez.
So, last year we got nominated, and we...
You can always pull a Brando, somebody else. Like,
last time that I went to the Parsecs, I was the guy who was sent on behalf of somebody else, and then they won. And then I had to give a speech, and it was terrible.
So... I used only clips from the Last Temptation episode.
It was a good episode.
It was a great episode. And I know that a number of... I'm making an assumption that a number of people on the steering committee, based on things I've heard from some of them, are atheist.
Oh, really?
That whole crew were skeptics.
So I specifically...
People burned theaters that showed that film. It was so controversial.
I specifically chose only clips from that show just to sabotage us so we wouldn't get nominated. We wouldn't go to a finalist category.
Wow.
Because by all rights, we should have, based on the content that I gave them.
Yeah.
Then again, we also got misnominated because we were in, like, the wrong category. So...
I don't know.
So we have been nominated again this year. I have not done anything more with that. But we can...
I have a very conflicted view of the Parsecs. On one hand, I do not want to win a Parsec. On the other hand, I do not want the brilliant gameologist to lord me over the fact that they've got a Parsec and I do not.
I don't understand
I don't even
how
know
they
what that
got
means.
One. That's just me. But
the skeptics.
Well.
That's how they got one. Well, no, I mean, and in that category, their podcast was the best. So,
which that category doesn't even...
That category does not exist anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, they've changed their categories a number of times. Like, the first year, they actually had, like, a reality, like for people just being real people podcast. And I was like, hey, Tony's losing it. Well, it wasn't eligible because of the time cutoff. It's like, next year, Tony's losing it. Shoo in. That category was gone next year.
Yeah, they have a weird system for removing and adding categories.
Well, they've also really, like, laser-focused on specfic, which
yeah,
is not something...
Yeah, it's every title.
Well, it didn't used to be that way.
I know. It used to have reasonable...
So what exactly is speculative? It's just science fiction and fantasy?
It's just fiction.
Yeah. It could be anything.
Mm-hmm. They can just use the word fiction.
They can use the word fiction, but speculative fiction, the way they're using it, is science fiction.
Ugh.
But it's not. science fiction.
Could we be any more?
Well, let's put this way: the difference between science fiction and speculative fiction is just an artificial
category. Last year,
no, this year,
snooty writers.
I've done anything this year.
Okay, good.
They couldn't stand. They wanted to get out.
In fact,
I don't want to become a finalist, but
science fiction ghetto.
Okay,
so they had to
be taken more seriously.
Yeah, to be taken more seriously, so they came up with the rather pretentious title of speculative fiction.
It's kind of like how some comic books like to refer to themselves as graphic novels.
I say we send this conversation in and see if we win.
We have to release it in the next 3 days.
All right. Done.
I don't edit. Like, so on one hand,
I would just like to say if we win, I would like to thank the following people.
I knew they were all skeptics. So when the Brewing Gameologist won, I thank Jesus.
Okay, you off. Go ahead.
So on one hand, if you're going to spend a lot of time prepping an entry, like, I don't want to actively work against you so you've wasted your time. But on the other hand, I really don't want to be nominated.
The only reason I mention it here is because if anybody has a segment they think is funny or poignant or well done,
or particularly noteworthy
within the last, since October, because that's really when we've only been releasing episodes, let me know if you have a segment that you think is interesting from what episode. And if you happen to have a timestamp, that would be awesome, because that way I don't have to listen for it.
Ooh.
But
did we talk about Shutter Island between then and now?
I
think we did.
Yes, I think we did. Shutter Island might be a good one.
I'm probably not going to go back and listen to it.
Inception might be a good one. The ending conversation we had about Inception might be a good one.
That was a good one. That was a good
when
one.
When we were, like, arguing about it.
Yes, you guys argued for, like, an hour and 15 minutes. It was awesome.
It was pretty good.
And I still insist that...
Spoiler.
Oh, yeah, I guess I can't say that on this show.
No, go ahead. Spoiler.
Spoiler.
Who hasn't seen Inception?
Luke.
That's an excellent point.
Oh, yeah, Luke. What is... God. Guy's a turd.
What is the actor's name?
Leonardo DiCaprio?
No.
Gordon Levitt.
His primary foil in that film.
Oh,
antagonist.
The chick?
No, the man who sends him on the mission.
Oh, Ken Watanabe.
Ken Watanabe's character. I can't remember his name. I think that it's his dream.
Sato.
Yeah, Sato. It's his dream. The top level.
All right, yes. Well, I don't want to get into this again.
Well, we don't have to.
We've had this discussion.
But we could nominate this section that discussed it.
So that's Backseat Producers.
I've got nothing else to add. Happy 5 years.
Thank you all for coming.
Let's plow through five more.
This episode was like the perfect meta review of this show. It was like no prep. It was a lot of gay jokes.
Mistakes.
We wandered off topic like every 5 minutes. Like the review of like the history of the show should take 10 minutes to talk about.
Yes, and that was the bulk of this episode.
It was like we did a step by step of the plot of this show as if it were a movie.
Got off topic a bunch,
yeah.
And then we even yelled spoiler. Actually,
yeah, we spoiled a different movie talking about this movie. And we started like an hour after we wanted to start. It worked.
True. And we've had a bunch of people in the chat room talking about other things and riffing on things that had nothing to do with what we were talking about.
Yeah, man.
Top level is Chris Nolan's dream. Ah.
Chibi cracks me up, man.
Let's he has given us a list of potential new names for a David.
Okay. Sweet.
David 2 points Pania. Knobs Malone. Pierce Tipley.
Derek Shirt Stabber. That's my favorite.
Pebbles Pectorals. Braille Johnson. Hardest Man Alive.
I named my next character that.
The Human Thermometer.
I think Braille Johnson, Hardest Man Alive would make an excellent porn name.
Yes. I have him just wear sunglasses all the time.
After that porn, the woman would be torn asunder. No, that doesn't work. No. Just scratch that.
Hey, I know your name. It's,
One.
Anybody have anything else? Daryl?
No.
You've been rather quiet this evening.
And had a whole lot to add here because of the history lesson there.
She just made gay jokes. That's what I did. I didn't have anything to add.
I'll be more talkative next week.
Godfather and Godfather 2.
I'm not watching that bullshit.
That's all right. You can read enough reviews. You can put together a constructive knowledge of the film.
There was a cracked piece that was... it was a list of popular scenes. You know what? I'll just save it for next week. Remind me. Cracked a list. Godfather. Remind me.
All right.
Because I'm not going to remember. No one's going to remember.
You know what?
No. All right, I'm done.
All right. See you next week for Godfather.
See you soon.